This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. The NBA has its champion after tonight's Game 7 of the Finals. The call on ESPN.
For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91. The Pacers lost star Tyrese Haliburton early in the game due to a serious lower right leg injury. A bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory Service warns of a, quote, heightened threat environment in the United States following the U.S. military strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Correspondent Chanel Kell.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there are currently no credible specific threats against the homeland, but experts that we've been hearing from say information sharing between local and state law enforcement and government officials will be critical in the days ahead.
The security alert also applies to Americans traveling abroad. U.S. stock futures are down and the price of oil is rising following the U.S. bombing of Iran. CBS's Holly Williams has more from Erbil, Iraq.
Following the U.S. strikes, Iran's parliament voted to close the Strait of Hormuz here in the Middle East, presumably by making it too dangerous for oil tankers. The strait's a conduit for around a quarter of the world's oil. So if Iran's supreme leader approved that measure, and if Iran was actually able to do it, then that would have a global economic impact.
Mahmoud Khalil, the former Columbia University graduate student detained by the government for more than 3 months, has been freed by a judge's order and is back home in New Jersey. He spoke at the school.
Mahmoud Khalil is a father and husband. And above all, Mahmoud Khalil is Palestinian.
Khalil was detained for helping lead student protests against the war in Gaza. The government says it will appeal his release. Tens of millions of people across the Midwest and the East had another day of dangerously hot temperatures. Bruce Marcus checks in with people in Milwaukee to see how they're coping with it.
Days of extreme heat have gotten on some residents' nerves.
It's awful. I don't like the heat.
It is too darn hot. It's hard for me.
But not everyone minds the heat wave.
I love the hot weather. It feels good. It's good to be warm and a little sweaty.
The end of the heat wave is in sight. Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Milwaukee.
The heat will shift eastward tomorrow, and daily high temperatures will generally rise 10 to 15 degrees higher than average across much of the Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and points east. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A popular music festival is having to refund tickets.
Bonnaroo was canceled earlier this month after its first day due to severe weather. Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire Weekend, and The Creator were among the list of performers at the festival that was held in Manchester, Tennessee.
I hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now.
But when they had to cancel, they announced they were only going to issue 75% refunds. That didn't sit too well with those who paid for their tickets and didn't get to see the show. After receiving backlash, a statement was posted on Bonnaroo's Instagram that said they're updating the refund now to 100% and they wouldn't be announcing future dates. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The Houston Rockets are acquiring 15-time All-Star and 4-time Olympic gold medalist Kevin Durant from the Phoenix Suns in a blockbuster deal struck today, according to the Associated Press. The Rockets are giving up Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green and 6 future picks. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight, breezy conditions continue. We'll see lows in the mid-70s. Extreme heat warning continues for Monday. Sunny, hot, and humid. Windy as well, highs in the low 90s. For Monday night, showers and storms possible. Lows around 71. 79 Tuesday. Right now, it's 87.
We can't go on. Park
to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the 9-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next 3 weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Make
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
For a daydream, what a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got.
Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
Yeah. Oh, a
your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
She was just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
The Racine Raiders continue their season battle against more teams this week. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the Alabama Beavers gnaw their way to Racine. The Racine Kilties will perform at halftime. The Racine Raiders and Alabama Beavers, Saturday at 7 at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance. WRJ.